plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So many believers will pray today and stop praying tomorrow, discouraged and defeated, thinking God has not answered their prayer. And that's because there is a lack of knowledge that the answer to your prayer may be under attack. Daniel's answer came after 3 weeks of prayer. Imagine if Daniel stopped praying after 2 weeks. A lack of knowledge is dangerous to a Christian. This can be also a form of paralysis, spiritual paralysis. A lack of knowledge can also be in the area of bad things happening. God allowed the devil to touch Job, and in the end, it was all for his glory. God allowed Lazarus to die, for his family to grieve, but in the end, it was all for God's glory. God allowed Daniel to be thrown into the lion's den. He allowed Joseph to be betrayed. He allowed Barnabas to be blind. But in the end, it was all for God's glory. So don't be too quick to point to the devil all the time. Could it be that God is trying to work in you, through you, and for your good with this problem? But a lack of knowledge thinks every problem is from the devil. Now, don't get me wrong. Some are attacks from the devil. But some things are God-ordained. And when we understand that, then your prayer will change. Your perspective will change. You're not just praying for this to just pass, but you are praying for God to accomplish his will. You're praying for God to give you more strength.
So when the devil looks at you, let him see the light of the Lord in your life. Let him see a believer who is suited and booted with their God-given authority. Let him see the anointing that is over your life. I want you to understand that as children of God, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. We need knowledge. We need knowledge concerning the authority we have in Jesus, because when you lack this knowledge, there is no way that you can walk in dominion. Nothing is hidden in the spirit realm, not even your lack of knowledge. And in order to gain knowledge, you have to invest time and you have to put in the effort to seek the Lord. Because when you want to get something that is deep, you have to dig deep to find it. There are some deep revelations that only God can reveal to you if you chase him with an intensity. Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know, according to Jeremiah 33, verse 3. So I encourage you to equip yourself, with the knowledge of who you are in Christ.
If you don't know God's word, if you don't know that God's word is alive and active, how will you survive spiritual battles? How will you survive attacks from rulers?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. so time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Of darkness.
Now, the devil is cunning, and he wants you to either believe that he doesn't exist or to be afraid of him. And if he cannot do either of those, then he wants you to have a lack of knowledge regarding the authority that you've been given by Jesus Christ. Luke 10 verse 19 says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Satan doesn't want you to know that. And he also does not want you to know what Matthew 18 verse 18 says. It's another example of the kind of authority the devil doesn't want us to know. It says, "Assuredly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Now, there is no way the devil would even think about coming up against a Christian who knows the authority they have in Jesus Christ. There is no way that Satan and his demons would want to come up against a man or woman clothed in the full armor of God. Not one who has the knowledge that the resurrection power of Jesus Christ is also in them and available to them.
If you know what's coming, you can prepare. That's why the Bible says, take up the whole armor of God. That way, you'll be able to withstand in the evil day. We have to be ready. We have to know what's coming. We need a strategy in place. And above all, we have to trust in the Lord. David said that some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but that's not where we as children of God place our trust. We trust in Jesus. In the evil day, some will run to underground bunkers, some will trust in science, and some trust in doctors. But when you find yourself in a place where your well-being is attacked, your health is being attacked, and the doctors can't do anything for you, your future is being attacked, your stability is under attack, and your resources are being attacked, you will quickly realize that you need to be able to call on a higher power, and all of a sudden, the Bible matters, because you have to now find what the full armor mentioned in Ephesians 6 is. You've got to know God's word so that you can stand in faith and declare his promises. You've got to know how to pray. You see, the evil day is a day that reveals if God is really in you or if his word is really in your heart. You've got to have some substance about you, some conviction behind your faith.
So when the devil looks at you, let him see the light of the Lord in your life. Let him see a believer who is suited and booted with their God-given authority. Let him see the anointing that is over your life.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.